Welcome to a special pledge edition of the Sunshine Economy here on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks for listening and supporting public radio in South Florida. We are the cruise capital of the world. More than 8.5 million passengers passed through Port Everglades and Port Miami last year on their way to or coming from a cruise. More people cruised in and out of South Florida than live in New York City. So when a company wants to make its presence known in the cruise industry, this is where they do it. That's the tactic by MSC Cruises. After sailing part-time out of Port Everglades for several years, the company brought its Divina ship to Port Miami in 2013. That ship has sailed year-round for the past 2 years. It has been MSC's beachhead in North America. In December, the company will more than double its capacity for the Caribbean cruising season when it brings its new ship, Seaside, to Miami. Its presence further cements South Florida's reputation as the busiest and one of the most competitive cruising markets and the region's leading role in the global cruising industry. Richard Sasso is the chairman of MSC North America. Roberto Fusaro is the president of the division. We spoke with them on a recent Saturday afternoon as the Divina was at Port Miami for a turnaround. As passengers boarded and prepped for another cruise, we spoke in the quietest place on the ship, the bridge.
Well, the opportunities are huge. North America is the biggest cruise market in the world. MSC is probably the best kept secret in the cruise industry in North America. We are the fourth largest cruise company in the world. We are leader in Europe, in South Africa, and South America, and we have a relatively small presence in the US. So that's what we're trying to change. We're trying to have a presence that's in line with what we represent globally. And we think that's a big opportunity for a different cruise experience for the North American guests.
With the biggest market, Richard, comes the biggest competition as well. You're very familiar with this, being based and working and building cruise companies here in South Florida for 4 decades. What does the competitive landscape look like today for MSC as it looks to build out that North American presence from here in Port Miami?
Well, I always, I think our industry at large is a supply-driven industry, and I think there's always room for something different, something fresh. We're a popular brand around the world, and to have a brand with brand new ships and a Mediterranean product that's a different, we're a family-owned company, so we really pay attention to quality and variety and innovation. And I think those components make us a very competitive, and I think the other guys are looking over their shoulder, but at this point we have a great path in front of us that was built on some pretty strong legs over the last 14 years. $6 billion invested 14 years ago, another $10 billion invested more recently with 11 more ships on the horizon. So we're going to continue that growth. And to keep the quality is really paramount. So I think we're going to compete very well here.
The supply that MSC is bringing into the global cruising market is pretty significant given its size today. 11 new ships over the course of, the next 9 years, I think. But a lot of that concentrated over the next 4 and 5 years. And a couple of those will wind up here in South Florida, sailing year round. So Roberto, talk to us about that kind of investment and frankly the risk and the return that MSC is going to look for making those billions of dollars of investment and bringing those investments here in South Florida.
Well, as Rick was says, we are used to big investments, and the company invested $6 billion in bringing the first 12 ships to market. We grew 8 times in the course of 10 years, and now we're doing it again. We're building 6 ships in the course of a little more than 3 years. From 2017 to 2020, we'll bring 6 brand new ships. Actually, MSC Meraviglia is already sailing. We christened her in July, and now we're bringing MSC Seaside, a different prototype, so there will be a completely different kind of ship, a very revolutionary ship, the ship that's bringing the sea back to the cruise guests. We have a very significant and different kind of ships that we bring to the market. And we also have our service that's different and differentiates us from the competition.
Do you have a different business model than the competition? Do you think the competition, dominated by large publicly traded companies here in South Florida, you're a foreign-based, family-owned company that's dominated in global cargo that just within the past decade and a half or so has gotten involved in cruising. Does that make the business model for the cruise side of MSC different than what the publicly traded cruise companies here in South Florida have been dealing with?
I don't know if the model is different. Certainly the approach is different. I mean, we, as you said, we are a family-owned company, and we look at the guests as the primary source of our concerns, and we try to build everything around that, particularly the family guests. I mean, being a family company, we're a very family-oriented cruise lines.
We're carving our own path. We're not really, I would say, I put blinders on sometimes. I'm not looking at what the other guy does. I know what we need to do. We know what we need to invest, what where the ships need to go, what kind of ships need to be there, what kind of itineraries need to be on, what partnerships you have to make. So I think our business model is finessed with that. We invest the money readily. We have the management team that has the experience and knows how to make future decisions, and we're executing. We're not just talking about it because we're nimble. We can make a decision quickly and execute. So South Florida is the king capital of the world in cruising. We need to make our home here too. And I think what we're signaling now with the type of ships, the year-round, the variety, the innovation, is signaling that we have a pretty good home now here that's going to be a long-term future prosperity for all of us.
Richard Sasso is the chairman of MSC North America and a longtime cruise industry veteran in South Florida. Still to come, a cruise ship made for Miami.
It's a condo. If you look at the aft of the ship, it looks like a condo. And it's an homage to Miami.
This is a special pledge edition of the Sunshine Economy. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks again for listening and supporting WLRN. Today, we're talking with the two top executives at MSC Cruises North America. The company is not new to the cruise industry, but it hadn't concentrated on the U.S. market until just the past few years. That focus started when MSC began a $5 billion spending plan to build a fleet of new ships. One of those, the Divina, sails out of Port Miami now. In 2014, it launched another $5 billion shipbuilding plan. The newest ship, Seaside, will be MSC's first to be christened in South Florida when it floats to town in December. We spoke with Chairman Richard Sasso and President of MSC Cruises North America, Roberto Fusaro, about the new vessel they say was built with Miami in mind.
As ships grew bigger, we tended to take the guests farther and farther away from the sea because the outside space were all in the top decks. This ship has most of the outside space in the lower decks, deck 7 and deck 8. So you're close to the sea, you can walk around, you can have a drink, you can enjoy the swimming pool. There are two buffets, one at the lower level, one at the upper level, two swimming pools besides a covered swimming pool, one at the lower level, one at the upper level. So it will be a ship that will give a different flow to the guest experience, completely new.
Those are the two products that cruises ultimately sell, the ship and then the onboard experience. I want to ask you about the ship. This is a ship that has been talked about being built and designed for Miami, for South Florida. In fact, your executive chairman said, quote, "We designed this ship with Miami in mind. When you drive from Miami to Miami Beach, you will say, what the hell was that?"
Exactly. And you can have a peek at it. There's a huge billboard as you come from the city to Miami Beach or to the port. And it shows it's a condo. If you look at the aft of the ship, it looks like a condo. And it's an homage to Miami. It's a way also of having more outside space. But it pays tribute to Miami. That's what we want. And that's a ship that will be recognized. It won't be confused with any other ship in the world, for sure.
Richard, is that a brand, the Miami brand, not the MSC brand, but the Miami brand that MSC is attaching itself to very purposefully?
Well, I think, again, South Florida at large is the cruise capital of the world. North America is the cruise country of the world. So there's certainly a lot of history here, dating back, in my case, 45 years. I stood on the pier there and watched ships sail out. And so there's been a transformation.
Roberto, let me ask you, the Seaside will be the second ship that MSC has here at Port Miami. The Divina is the first one. It will go seasonal eventually. But what are the lessons that you've learned with this vessel sailing out of South Florida as you've had it year-round here?
Well, the lessons, we need to adapt the product to the North American market. I mean, the North American guests in general, they like the European product, but of course we have to do some adaptations. And that's why we built a new product department in our Fort Lauderdale office. So we have now a team of people who are dedicated to building a product that's appealing to the North American guests. And there are some small differences that are significant. For example, in the restaurant, the North American guest prefers a faster service. The European perhaps prefers to have a longer service because they prefer to talk more over dinner, while the North American prefers to have dinner and then talk at the bar. The European will almost rarely will have a drink at the restaurant. They will have dinner with wine or beer or soft drinks. The North American prefers to have a cocktail with the dinner, so we need to adapt and be able to provide that faster. So those small adaptations that, I mean, they are obvious when you mention, but it took us some time to realize and to provide it very well, because at the same time that you have a North American guest in this table, you have a European guest on the next table, so you have to provide a different service. And to train our crew, we have a fantastic crew or recruiting and training department now based here in South Florida. So to train our crew and to provide that service, I think those are the lessons that we learned with Divina that are already paying off.
What have been the challenges as MSC has built out that local workforce based in Fort Lauderdale and more broadly here in South Florida as it looks to grow that North American business that you've experienced?
Well, the challenge is to find the right people, but also it's very important that we can offer a growth perspective that probably no other cruise line can offer.
Roberto Fusaro is the president of MSC Cruises North America. Still to come as our conversation continues, how is business on MSC's one ship cruising from South Florida right now?
Spectacular. It's not difficult to have a profitable operation on a ship like this.
This is a special pledge edition of the Sunshine Economy. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting public radio in South Florida. The cruise business is cruising right along. The three big publicly traded cruise operators headquartered in South Florida, Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian Cruise Line, have reported better-than-expected financial results, and their stocks are near record highs. This is the business environment MSC Cruises is expanding into. It's a European company that, until a few years ago, had a passing interest in the cruise business in the United States. It's bringing a new ship to Port Miami, though, in December, joining its Divina ship, which has been sailing out of the port full-time over the past 2 years. We spoke with North American President Roberto Fusaro and Chairman Richard Sasso about how business has been for the ship.
Spectacular. We don't have 10 ships to fill up here, so to market and fill up a ship with a ship of this class, a very attractive ship, people are acclimated to it and attracted to it, so it's easy to fill it up. So it's not difficult to have a profitable operation on a ship like this.
So it is a profitable operation here for this vessel for MSC, Roberto?
It is, for sure. I mean, we are a family company. That doesn't mean that we are a charity. We are here for business, and we are investing in North America because North America is very profitable for us and will be more profitable as we grow.
So North America is profitable already for MSC with one year-round vessel in the Caribbean Basin based in Port Miami?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm sure there's competitors out there maybe listening to this conversation saying, MSC, a experienced company in maritime business, but new to the North American cruising industry, even with veterans like yourselves as leaders, what kind of pricing discipline are they going to have on fares and for onboard revenue?
Well, we're no different than the rest of them. And in fact, when there is a need for the industry at large to kind of boost its sales, there's certainly some tactical pricing that goes on. So we're no different than the rest of them. And I think that's more.
Do you have more flexibility, though, since you don't have those reports every 90 days to shareholders?
No, and I think that we're very disciplined and we're we're certainly eager to fill the ship up at the proper price. We're not a charity. But at the same time, we're also building a brand. So there is a need for us to be a little bit, let's say, flexible in who we may work with and how we may work with them and what kind of marketing we may put out there. But I think the industry at large follows the same. The business in the North America has been very strong. And so tactically, there may be only a few occasions where one needs to have some pricing initiatives. Maybe there was a little slowdown, for instance, for a week or so of booking trends for everybody, not just MSC, because of the hurricane situation, but that's already come back. So we're in very good stead. I think our advanced bookings are as strong as the competitors. Our pricing levels are at par with the competitors, with very few exceptions. And we have a chance to, I think 2018 particularly, is already shaping up to be an incredible year. And we're going to have two ships here for most of that. So things look very good. And I know the competitors always think somebody like a newcomer like MSC might change some of the pricing strategies for the industry. It doesn't work like that. We're just 2% of the market. Yeah. So when we do something, it shouldn't affect those guys, even though some of them complain once in a while. I know where your question was coming from.
But you're 2% now, Roberto, but in order to get to 4%, the concern is those folks that are based in Doral and elsewhere are going to be really looking at that published fare structure.
Well, it's good that they look at us. I mean, I'm happy about it. But again, we have proven in the past year or a couple of years that we have some price consistency. Even now, with the hurricane that have affected all the industry, I think there's still price consistency. And we have a big advantage. We have the safety net of more than 50 of MSC-owned offices around the world, that if we have a tactical need on a specific cruise, we can just touch one different source market that doesn't affect the North American market. So I think there's no reason to worry. I mean, again, we are profitable. We need to continue to be profitable. We want to continue to have fair tariff, and we will continue to work in that regard.
As you add capacity here in Miami with Seaside, is the greater profitable opportunity onboard revenue for Seaside specifically, Roberto, and more broadly speaking, the industry, or is it on the fare side?
It's in both. Our fare side is structured a little bit different than the competition. We have a structure in different experiences. So it's not only the hardware. You get an inside or ocean view, a balcony cabin, but you also can get, for example, an Ori experience that gives you access to all our spa. By the way, the Seaside has one of the largest spas at sea, one of the largest gyms at sea. It's really fantastic, beautiful. So guests have the opportunity to choose different things and pay different tariff levels. So this also improves the customer satisfaction and the profitability. And again, on board, having different offers and different opportunities for the guests to customize their experience give us also the opportunity to sell more services and to be more profitable.
That's MSC North American President Roberto Fusaro. Still to come as our conversation continues, first one ship, then a second, looking to grow its cruising business from South Florida's shores.
The next 10 years will be significant for us, and I think we're well on our way to make the best of those next 10 years.
Well, certainly we're going to grow a lot locally. I mean, we're going to stay in South Florida. We don't have any plans to go to any other place or to expand to another place.
This is the Sunshine Economy on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks again for your pledge of support for Public Radio. Richard Sasso tells the story of how he got into the cruise ship business. He was just out of college in the early 1970s and was coming from an interview for a sales job with an airline. The elevator stopped on a floor where Costa Cruises had an office. He says he got out, talked his way past a secretary, and talked himself into a job. He would go on to be part of the team that launched Celebrity Cruises in 1990. Today, Costa Cruises is owned by Carnival, and Celebrity is part of Royal Caribbean. And Sasso is the chairman of MSC Cruises North America, the American-led effort by the European-based Mediterranean ship company to expand its cruise business from South Florida. Sasso joined MSC when it first began sailing part-time from Port Everglades in 2004. It moved to Port Miami 10 years later, and now will bring a new ship to the port in December. We spoke with Sasso about building the MSC brand here and the company's North American president, Roberto Fusaro, about building the company's headquarters in Fort Lauderdale.
14 years ago, we had no new ships and we had no variety and no capacity. And now all of a sudden, we are the number one cruise brand in Europe. We have every particular itinerary that you could ever fathom to cruise in Europe. So just think of that extension. We have a strong customer base that's already followed us in one of the second biggest market in cruising. And those guests also want variety. They want to come to North America and cruise in the Caribbean. So we have a natural built-in, past guest flow. And now that we have some chance to have this brand recognition in North America start to pay its dividends, people are starting to recognize, oh, that's the same cruise ship that I saw in the Caribbean last year. Oh, that's a container box from that big MSC container ship conglomerate that's in North America. All of a sudden, they start to realize that the strength and the capacity that we may be able to bring to the market. So I think it really works for us. The next 10 years will be significant for us, and I think we're well on our way to make the best of those next 10 years.
Roberto, is the initial MSC North American cruiser the European cruiser that MSC has built relationships with and just brand extension here in the New World?
It's a part of it. Certainly, we have a big part of European guests coming to the Caribbean, but our goal is to grow in North America with North American guests. And the itineraries that we build, the ships that we build, MSC Seaside is a ship built specifically for the Caribbean market. It's a ship for warmer climates, so it's a ship that was, from the design, thought to come to Miami. That's why we're naming her in Miami in December 21st, because that's the ship for Miami. This ship is going to stay here for many years. Our growth here will be based with the North American guests.
And even today, the majority of the passengers are North American, Americans that are sailing with us here in this part of the world. But even look at the next advantage is that we have a lot of North Americans that are discovering MSC, and they're flying to Europe to take one of our 13, 14 ships that are be trading there through year-round. That's another phenomenon in our industry. Now there's year-round cruising in Europe and in the Med. So we're also sourcing a significant amount of North Americans that are now taking our Mediterranean cruises, more today than a year ago, more than 2 years. All of a sudden, now we've become this a little more popular brand. It allows us to also send them outward. So it's not just about South Florida.
Locally for your workforce, as you are adding capacity here, the Seaside coming here, and then another ship in the next several years, what does that hiring plan look like for your local workforce?
Well, certainly we're going to grow a lot locally. I mean, we're going to stay in South Florida. We don't have any plans to go to any other place or to expand to another place. We have BDMs, business development managers, in different parts of the U.S., of course, but the base of the company will continue to be in South Florida, and we will grow more. We'll need more salespeople. We'll need more people to take care of our ships and the service that we need to provide on board. So there will be a lot of big career opportunities for young, passionate people.
MSC North American President Roberto Fusaro and his boss, Chairman Richard Sasso. You can read more on our website at WLRN.org. Pilar Ribe is our technical director. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting public radio in South Florida.